Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of The Krusty Crankshaft with me, Krusty. This is the very first episode for you that listened to my intro. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. What I wanted to do is just introduce myself. I'm Krusty. Why Krusty? Well, my name's Chuck Rust. So I taught automotive for 7 years, automotive technology at trade school. And my students put C with Rust, obviously, and I got Krusty. So that's where Krusty comes from. A little bit about me, my background. Always had a passion for anything mechanical, whether it's automotive, a tractor engine, a lawnmower, a model car, a go-kart, repairing a manual crank open window on your back porch, anything mechanical or anything that just piques my interest. I've had a lot of passion for things over the years. Built a race car, got a BMW track car sitting here. I'm looking at it right now. Not bragging, not trying to brag at all, but so I started out with my father. My father was always into cars. My uncles, we didn't have a lot of money, so they were always repairing their cars, painting their cars, building things, trying to save a buck, just trying to get things done. From a young age, from probably 3 years old, I was always out in the garage with my dad and my uncles. I was always doing what they were doing. I always wanted to be doing what my father was doing. My father's a wonderful man. He can do just about anything. He's taught me many, many things, many good things, and what to do and what not to do over the years. But it just started at a very young age, and it's never changed. I have a story that I used to tell the students when I used to teach automotive, that when I was about 3 or 4 years old, right about that time when I started hanging out with my dad at that very young age, we had just come back from like Olin Mills or one of those places to get our pictures taken. And I was in the garage with my dad. We just got out of the car or whatever, and I fell into a tub of used motor oil. And I would joke and say that when I fell into that oil, that got into my blood, and that was part of the transition for me becoming, you know, a mechanic over the years and just involved with anything technical, basically. So that was part of, you know, a joke with my students. But from that very young age, I started with my father, always working on cars, painting models, taking my Tonka trucks apart, painting them. I had a little Sears spray gun set I remember I got for Christmas 1 year, and I painted just about everything I could. My dad always had paint around, automotive paint. So that's what I would do. I remember getting that, taking that stuff apart, painting them up, fixing them up. And then I was just always there. He had a shop in the summer. He had a shop. He worked a full-time job and also had a shop with his buddy. So in the summertime, I'd go out there and I'd hang out, and he'd give me things to do. Like, he'd hand me a carburetor and tell me to tear that apart and put it back together. Now, did it work? Probably not. It probably wouldn't have worked. It may have not worked to begin with. I don't know. But just for an example, that's where things started for me. And I was probably about 10 or 12 years old. Went on from there. Just I got my first car when I was about 12 or 13. 64, 65 Corvair convertible. Messed around with that thing. Turned out we had it for a while. Actually, when I was about 12 years old, I remember driving up and down the alley. We had an alley behind our house where I grew up in Pennsylvania, small town in Pennsylvania. And I drove it up and down the alley a couple times, and that was it for me. You know, we always had some go-karts and stuff to ride around. We always had dirt bikes. My cousins and I, they were pieces of crap, but that's what we had. We'd work on them. But so I drove this car up and down the alley a couple times, and I was hooked. Wanted to fix this thing up. It was a convertible. Like I said, it was black. And it was, the body was in really good shape, but the floor pans were rotted out horribly. And I remember in Pennsylvania at that time, it was very difficult, to get a car, I guess, so my father always told me. I think he just didn't want to fix the floor pans, to be honest with you. But he said it was very difficult to get away with inspection and repairing the floor pans. And I didn't care. I did some research. There was no internet then. I remember there was Clark's Corvair parts, I believe, and I had this big thick catalog, and anything for a Corvair you could buy. And they had the floor pans, and they weren't that expensive. I'm like, Dad, let's just get them. I want to get them. You know, I'm just a kid. I don't care. We'll pop rivet them in, whatever we got to do. I want to get this car going. Well, it turns out that he didn't want to do the work that was involved. We couldn't afford it or whatever. So he ended up selling it back to his buddy that he had purchased it from, and he didn't purchase it for much money, but I believe it was a couple hundred bucks. But anyway, so that's part of it for me. So I went from there. And then about a year later, that same time frame, 12, 13, he actually ended up buying me from the same buddy. It ran, drove, it was in better shape, kind of rusty. A 76 Cobra 2, which I know. It's like a Pinto, but that car to me, I worked on that from that about that time from I was 13 till I was about 18, and it turned out really well. It needed some work. It needed new rocker panels. We welded some new rocker panels on it. I actually took the engine out. That was the first engine I rebuilt, and I think I was about 16 at that point when I rebuilt that engine with my dad's buddy. He was a big Ford guy, had a bunch of pulling trucks. Was actually back at that time in the 80s in a Peterson's, is it Four Wheel Off-Road magazine, whatever. He had some pulling trucks. He won a bunch of trophies in our area, in the fairs around our area. And he helped me rebuild that engine. And for me, that was so monumental. I remember that, how good I felt, how good that made me feel. And when I first fired that thing up for the first time, I fired that thing up. And I remember, you know, break the cam in. Everybody says, hold it at $2,000. Put a fan in front of the radiator so it doesn't overheat. And I just remember the way that thing sounded. It was a 302, and it was an earlier 302. So it wasn't, you know, that emissions 70s. It was an early 70s 302, I guess. So we ended up rebuilding it. I remember I went to a place called the Super Shops. It used to be over here. And I lived in PA. And it was in Ohio, over in Youngstown, Ohio. And I bought every part for that. I worked at a grocery store all through high school, and I bought all the parts. And at that time, it wasn't much. My dad's buddy, he had all the machine work done for me. He knew some guys that owned a machine shop, and they did everything for me. And I rebuilt that thing, and I felt so, so good. So I went on from there. Finally got that car on the road when I was about 18, I guess. Got pulled over doing like 100 miles an hour up State Street in our town. Got pulled over. Luckily, one of the girls that I knew, her dad was good friends with the police officer that pulled me over, Hermitage police officer. And I got off. I couldn't believe it. And I was drag racing some dude doing 100. It was like 98 miles an hour or somewhere around there, real close to 100 miles an hour. So they let me go. I couldn't believe it. They let me go. Had a couple of buddies in the car. You know, this was, again, 1991, 1990. Things were a little different. So, anyways, got that car on the road. Decided, you know, all through high school, you know, you get your guidance counselors. They want you to go to college. You got to go to college. You got to be an engineer. You know, you can be a mechanical engineer, electrical engineer. You could design cars. It was like, nope, I want to work on cars. I want to be a mechanic. You know, this is it for me. I love cars. I'm so passionate. Again, it was anything, motorcycles, but anything with an engine, snowmobiles. But the automotive thing really had me hooked. So I went to trade school, went to automotive trade school. Took a year off, did some odd jobs before I did that. But I ended up graduating in about 94, I believe, from technical school, trade school with an associate's degree, you know, like most people do in automotive tech. And then I went on to my first dealership. I went to a Chevy dealership. Well, let me back up. I'm sorry. I apologize. I went to when I was in trade school, I worked at a local gas station, local Sunoco gas station, where they did some repairs, you know, brakes, oil changes, maintenance, that sort of thing. They did a lot of other stuff. But I worked there all through trade school, started at that Chevy dealership, worked there for about a year and a half. Did a lot of GM training at that point. They stuff all that stuff down your throat. Then a buddy I worked with there, he moved on to a Saturn dealership. Back then, Saturn was really big. So he gives me a call and he says, "Hey man, come over here. You can't believe these cars. They're so easy. They're like a go-kart. They pay real well, you know, flat rate, being a flat rate tech." So I moved on there. Loved working for Saturn. Of course, we all know they went out in, what, 09, I believe, 08. I left there because I saw it coming. Everything started to get real slow. But, and then I left there and was a service writer at some different places. And then I, decided to, take the step to, become an automotive instructor. And again, I did that for 7 years, left for various reasons, really enjoyed it, really enjoyed helping students out and seeing them grow, and become, you know, technicians. That was a big thing for me. I really, really, really enjoyed doing that with them. So, but anyways, just a little bit about me, not to go on. This is my first one. So my first official podcast, we had the intro there, which I'm sorry, I was a little late, like I said, coming out with this, but, I would like to talk about lots of different things, not just automotive, but things that are interesting to you and, you know, stuff that I'm knowledgeable about possibly, or maybe not knowledgeable about, but we could find out. I plan on getting some hosts on here or, you know, some co-hosts, doing some interviews with some friends that I've got, lots of friends that are in the automotive business. I've got friends that own dealerships, still some automotive instructors that I know from the school there, but just anything. Maybe we'll talk about some movies, you know, some movies, Ford versus Ferrari. I don't know, whatever, Bullet. Whatever's fun. It doesn't have to be, you know, we'll talk about some tools, you know, what technicians should do when starting out, for example, but, yeah, this is me. So it's Krusty, the Krusty Crankshaft. Come out and check me out on all the, I'm on all the podcast platforms. They're all the major podcast platforms. I'm also working on a web page, and that's going to be through WordPress. So props to those guys too. But thanks. I just wanted to say a little bit about myself. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. I sold side-by-sides and four-wheelers for a while. Sold Can-Am Spiders, Sea-Doo, jet skis, Ski-Doo. So yeah, thank you. We'll talk to you later. This is Krusty. Peace.
Oh, thank you.